Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page. It's Schaefer Landit here with Norwalk Boys Track and Field and Distance Senior Sam Parker on this segment of Let's Get to Know. Sam, thank you for being here, and we'll go ahead and start off. Let's get to know you. Any pregame or pre-race rituals you have? I know some distance runners are a little superstitious, but what's something that you usually do before you get out there and run?
I always like to change my socks. I wear socks before I race or during my races with spikes, because I think people that don't wear socks are weird. But I always wear socks, and I like to like change them, because it feels like when I change something, it kind of gets me in the mood to race a little bit, like kind of a mindset shift from like, okay, warming up to racing when I change socks. Even if it's like the same kind of sock, I still just change them just because. But I've been doing that for a while during cross country and track for a couple years probably.
You have any like a warm-up song, anything like that?
I don't really listen to music while I warm up, because AirPods don't really fit my ears. I have some weird shaped ears, I don't know. And I don't like wearing headphones because I'm afraid I'm going to get ran into. So I listen to music on the bus right there, mostly like rock music, 80s, 70s. But no, like once we get to the meet, usually I'm not listening to music, just kind of in my thoughts.
How about a post-game meal or a post-game restaurant, anything like that?
Poncheros, definitely. After meets, we'll like meet up at the high school and then drive to Poncheros. It's like 15 minutes, but it's worth it. I love Poncheros burritos.
Do you have like an opposing field or track or cross-country course, even? We can throw that in there. That's your favorite place to compete that's not under Norwalk's kind of supervision?
Ooh. I mean, I like Northwest's track. It is pretty nice. I've had some good races there. I like it being in the bowl. But Drake, I think Drake's definitely the best. Like, even cross country is fun, but I think like running at Drake is more fun than anything of that. Like state, Drake relays, Jim Duncan, anything at Drake is really fun.
Can you let everybody else know what else you're part of other than track and field?
Oh, I do like cross country in the fall, student council. I've done dance marathon, like National Honor Society. I do just a lot of stuff throughout the school. I'm student body vice president at Norwalk, so I keep myself busy outside of running too. But I do a lot of stuff at school.
How about it's not over yet, but a favorite sports memory in high school that you can recall?
I think like team trips for cross country. We went to the Roy Gryak Invitational every year, or except for 1 year in Minnesota. We went to NXR in Sioux Falls every year. I think just like traveling with the team was a lot of fun. It's something that I'll keep with me after I graduate, that I really enjoyed.
Do you have like a role model, maybe in the athletic world that you kind of look up to or have looked up to competing in high school here?
I'm a big fan of LeBron. I have always been a big LeBron fan. I'm not really a Lakers fan, but I do like LeBron. He's the GOAT. I think his like dedication to the sport. I try and do that too. So yeah, definitely LeBron James.
The age-old Hawkeyes or Cyclones, or you're allowed to insert another college team if you prefer.
Iowa 1000%.
Do you have like a favorite sports memory from an Iowa game or any sport from Iowa?
I mean, I think I would remember watching the Iowa-Ohio State game when we beat down Ohio State like 10 years ago. That's probably like, Iowa hasn't been very good recently, so there's not much else other than that. They had some good games this year. I wish they would beat Indiana or Oregon, but no, probably that game.
And then we'll keep it there. Any favorite pro sports teams, and then also any favorite memories from watching those teams as well?
I'm a big Dallas Mavericks fan. In 2024 Western Conference Finals, Luka Doncic had a step back over Rudy Gobert, and I woke up both my parents because I was screaming in the living room, and it was like 10:30 at night on a weeknight. So, yeah, that's probably my favorite sports memory ever.
Again, this is a Let's Get to Know with Norwalk Boys Track and Field Senior Sam Parker on today's Lely Radio Sports page. A few more here for you, Sam. Any sort of top thing on your bucket list? I'll open this up if you want to just say anything or if it's related to athletics at all.
Ooh. I would like to run a marathon at some point. I think at some point in the future, I feel like that'd be kind of fun. But then I also would, I really like hiking. I don't know. I'm probably something at some point, go to some big mountain and hike it. I enjoy that.
If you could play another sport that you currently don't participate in, what would that be?
If I were good at it, probably basketball. I'm not very good at it. I play it, but just with my friends recreationally. I love like watching basketball games, especially like high school games. Yeah, I feel like it'd be fun. I wish I could dunk, so that'd be pretty fun.
I lived with a couple of Norwalk distance guys in college, and so this question just kind of comes from a personal experience. But who would you say, out of all your years here at Norwalk and all the people you've competed with, is your funniest teammate, and maybe why, if it's permittable to put on the radio?
Funniest teammate. There was my freshman year, there was this guy named Ethan Franklin. He was really funny. He was a really funny guy. But like recently, that's still on the team, probably Axel Beaton. He's a little weird sometimes, but he is really funny. So yeah, definitely one of those two guys for sure.
And then your favorite, like, we'll finish off here, your favorite saying or quirk from one of your coaches here at Norwalk is a fun one to ask.
Ooh. Coach Larson tells us consistency is key, is really important. He's a big fan. I think it's Jay Johnson that like wrote a book about that. And Coach Larson is a big Jay Johnson guy. And I feel like it's just really true. Like there are days where I think like, man, I don't really want to run. Like I'm not even going to get better if I run today. But then I usually still end up running because I'm just thinking like just going through the motions isn't going to hurt. Getting another run in, getting another mile in. Just being consistent with my training is just important. I feel like that's helped me throughout high school too. There's been times where, you know, consistency's tough, sickness, stuff like that, injury. But I feel like the biggest thing to coming back from those has been just staying consistent with training. Doesn't, like, trying not to just jump up in intensity and mileage, just trying to stay consistent, slowly build back, and remember that eventually I'll get back to where I am. So that's just kind of the goal right now too.
All right, that's been our Let's Get to Know with Norwalk Track and Field senior and distance runner Sam Parker on today's Lely Radio Sports page.